GOP Senator John Cornyn, Texans have a moral obligation to resettle Afghans. By John Binder on October 18, 2021. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, is praising President Joe Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation, which will bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the United States. While visiting with Afghans in Dallas, Texas last week, Cornyn said, "We do have a moral obligation to help those who have helped us keep America safe from future attacks," referring to Biden's resettlement operation. "The U.S. has always been a nation of immigrants," Cornyn said, according to the Dallas Morning News. "We have always said, though, that legal immigration is important because we see what happens when uncontrolled illegal immigration occurs, which we see at the southern border," Cornyn said. The remarks came after Cornyn, along with 48 other House and Senate Republicans, voted with Democrats to give the Biden administration about $6.4 billion in taxpayer funds to resettle an endless flow of Afghans across the U.S. The Republican lawmakers backed the funding provisions despite overwhelming opposition to Afghan resettlement from Republican and Republican-leaning voters. The latest Pew Research Center survey shows that 63% of GOP voters oppose the Afghan resettlement. Texas is expected to receive a large portion of the Afghans being brought to the U.S. initially. The Biden administration has said that about 4,500 Afghans will be resettled across Texas, a population that is larger than some of the state's small towns. Aurora, Texas, for instance, just outside of Dallas, has a population of fewer than 1,300 residents. The only other state to receive more Afghans than Texas, initially, is California. As a rebuke of Republican support for Biden's resettlement operation, a group of 16 House Republicans led by Representative Matt Rosendahl, our mount, has introduced legislation to effectively halt the initiative and ensure that only Congress can authorize refugee resettlement. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.